Book 23. The Great Rooted Bed. Up to the rooms the old nurse clambered, chuckling all the way, to tell the queen her husband was here now, home at last, her knees bustling, feet shuffling over each other, till hovering at her mistress's head she spoke,
"Penelope, child, wake up and see for yourself, with your own eyes, all you dreamed of all your days. Here, Odysseus, he's come home among us. He's killed the suitor, swaggering young brutes who pooped his house, wolfed his cattle down, rode shod over his son."
Dear nurse, Penelope replied, "the gods have made you mad. They have that power, putting lunacy into the clearest head around, or setting a half-wit on the path to sense. They've unhinged you, and you were once so sane. Why do you mock me? Haven't I wept enough, telling such wild stories, interrupting my sleep, sweet sleep that held me, sealed my eyes just now? Not once have I slept so soundly since the day Odysseus sailed away to see that cursed city. Destroy, I call it. I hate to say its name. Now down you go, back to your own quarters. If any other woman of mine had come to me, rousing me out of sleep with such a tale, I'd have her bundled back to her room in pain. It's only your old grey head that spares you that."
"Never," the fond old nurse kept pressing on. "Dear child, I'd never mock you. No, it's all true. He's here, Odysseus, he's come home, just as I tell you. He's the stranger they all manhandled in the hall. Telemachus knew he was here for days and days, but he knew enough to hide his father's plans so he could pay those vipers back in kind."
Penelope's heart burst in joy. She leapt from bed, her eyes streaming tears. She hugged the old nurse and cried out with an eager, winging word,
"Please, dear one, give me the whole story. If he's really home again, just as you tell me, how did he get those shameless suitors in his clutches? Single-handed, braving an army always camped inside." "I have no idea," the devoted nurse replied. "I didn't see it, I didn't ask. All I heard was the choking groans of men cut down in blood. We crouched in terror, a dark nook of our quarters, all of us locked tight behind those snug doors, till your boy Telemachus came and called me out. His father rushed him there to do just that. Then I found Odysseus in the thick of slaughtered corpses. There he stood, and all around him, over the beaten floor, the bodies sprawled in heaps, lying one on another. How it would have thrilled your heart to see him, splattered with bloody filth, a lion with his kill. And now they're all stacked at the courtyard gates. He's lit a roaring fire, he's purifying the house with cleansing fumes. And he sent me here to bring you back to him. Follow me down. So now, after all the years of grief, you two can embark, loving hearts, along the road to joy. Look, your dreams, put off so long, come true at last. He's back alive, home at his hearth, and found you, found his son still here. And all those suitors who did him wrong, he's paid them back, he has, right in his own house."
"Hush, dear woman," guarded Penelope cautioned her at once. "Don't laugh, don't cry in triumph. Not yet. You know how welcome the sight of him would be to all in the house, and to me most of all, and the son we bore together. But the story can't be true, not as you tell it. No, it must be a god who's killed our brazen friends, up in arms at their outrage, heartbreaking crimes. They'd no regard for any man on earth, good or bad, who chanced to come their way, so thanks to their reckless work they died their deaths. Odysseus, far from Achaea now, he's lost all hope of coming home. He's lost."